Ian Cope, Fox Sports Radio 1490. And Ian, Hoquiam and Kings Way Christian, some smaller school football. I'm not going to say small school because Hoquiam's not a small school. It's just smaller than the ones we've been talking about the last couple segments. How's it going, Ian?
It's going well, Dick. Great game for the Hoquiam Grizzlies tonight. They were coming off two performances in which they had to rally with big 40-point spots in the second half against Hawkinson and against Forks. We were joking with head coach Rick Moore that, boy, you know, if you put this together for 48 minutes, Hoquiam would be near unstoppable. Well, they didn't do it for 48 minutes, but they put together maybe the most impressive 24 minutes that we have seen Hoquiam play this season. It started on their opening drive against Kingsway down in Vancouver. They took the opening kickoff 80 yards for over 12 plays with Gregory Dick, their senior quarterback, hitting Jack Adams on a fourth down pass from the 14-yard line to put the Grizzlies up 6-0. Missed the extra point, which was kind of a theme of the night, at least a theme of the first half. But the Grizzlies had the lead at 6-0. Kingsway had a couple of chances to get back into the game, but missed field goals on both of their first two possessions. Long kick that fell just inches short of getting over the crossbar. After that, the Grizzlies really took over, especially in the start of the second quarter. Artemis Johnson, remember that name, we're going to mention it a lot. He busted a 45-yard touchdown run for the Grizzlies, putting his team up 14-0 with a two-point conversion run by their tackle-eligible Matt Brown, big 6'1 freshman, going in from 2 yards out for the two-point conversion. So that made it 14-0. The Grizzlies then turned to their defense, which has been picked on a little bit of late. Anthony Nash and Jarrett Steen, on back-to-back possession, stepped in front of Kingsway Christian receivers, perfectly reading the route, jumping up and taking interceptions back, 80 yards for Nash and 60 yards for Steen, respectively, to make it 26-0. The Grizzlies showed no mercy getting the ball back on another interception, getting the ball back on a turnover on downs late in the first half, getting to the 48-yard line. And from there, Dick hit Anthony Nash for a 52-yard perfect rainbow pass at the 5-yard line, kicks it in from 52 yards out to make it 34-0 at the halftime break, maybe the best half of football that we've seen the Grizzlies play. And they came out in the second half, watched Kingsway go down and immediately score a touchdown to make it a 34-8 game with a two-point conversion. The Grizzlies then turned to Artemis Johnson. They thought, you know, they're going to go to run the clock out. With Artemis Johnson, there is no running the clock out with grinded out type of plays. He just busts long touchdown runs. He had three touchdowns in the third quarter from 37 yards out, 75 yards out, and 67 yards out. In the fourth quarter, hopefully, and put it away with a 99-yard interception return for a touchdown by Anthony Nash, who finished with three touchdowns on the day. He was the defensive star of the game for the Grizzlies, the offensive star. It was Artemis Johnson. We had him unofficially at 329 yards rushing and four touchdowns. Kingsway did score a couple of garbage time touchdowns. Hate to use that term, but the game was pretty much decided at that point. And Hoquiam booked their third straight trip to the state tournament and their sixth in the last 7 years with a 62-29 walk past Kingsway down in Vancouver.
Huge night for Artemis Johnson. What did Gregory Dick end up with tonight?
Gregory had well over 100 yards passing, two touchdowns, also ran the ball really well. The Grizzlies went to their running game in the second half. I think maybe they threw the ball 82, maybe three times in the second half. They used the passing game sparingly, but I'll tell you, they hit on some big plays when they needed to. Those two touchdowns that Adams and Nash had really were things of beauty. A beautiful seam route to Jack Adams in the first touchdown drive. And then the 51-yard pass or 52-yard pass play to Anthony Nash at the end of the first half was just a beautiful rainbow. Just lobbed it up, didn't have a great stride or anything running underneath. But great day for Hoquiam. They will go into the state playoffs, as I said, for the third consecutive year. They will be the number 3 seed in District 4, and their reward, they get to go play the Kings Knights, another Kings team, another Knight team. This one from Shorewood, of course, perennial state contender, a team that knocked Hoquiam out of the playoffs. Actually, it knocked them out in three of their previous five trips to the state tournament, including last year's 42-21 victory at Stewart Field in Aberdeen. So Hoquiam will go play the Kings Knights. The Montana Bulldogs are also winners, 48-10 over Columbia White Salmon. So the fourth-ranked team in the state moves on. And actually, I don't know if you can help me with this one, Dick. if Cornell won, which they're the third ranked team in the state, they would be the number three seed and would host Montesano next weekend. It was Cornell against Granger in Eastern Washington, and we weren't quite sure of the final on that one, but we would assume Cornell would be the favorite in that one. So Montesano will be the number two seed, most likely go play Cornell north of the Tri-Cities next weekend. And the number one seed out of Southwest Washington District 4 will be the LeCenter Wildcats, who romp past Forks by a final score of 66-12.
I'm looking for that. We do not have that Cornell score yet, but hopefully we'll get it by the time we get to our 11 o'clock scoreboard. And you talk about that Hoquiam Kings. I listened to one Ian Cope on my cell phone a couple of years ago on your website doing, I think Billy Green was the quarterback for Kings against Hoquiam, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a BYU commit then. And I think he ended up at Weber State and played out his time there. He was one of the best quarterbacks. And, you know, I'm not sure who Kings' quarterback is now. They had Koa Wilkins last year, who was just the picture of efficiency in wins against Hoquiam and the quarterfinals, and Montesano in the semifinals. Of course, Kings eventually would go on to lose to Royal in the 1A championship game. But I'll tell you, Coach Shapiro up there at Kings, that's one of the best coach programs, and he's one of the best, easiest to talk to and nicest coaches that I've ever come across. So we're looking forward to next week's game. And Hoquiam's looking forward to it, too. They remember very well. We talked with Artemis Johnson afterwards. He said that, they have a healthy respect for Kings, but they remember that they were 21-point losers at the end of their season last year. So they tell me that that memory is definitely going to serve the Grizzlies as they get set to go up and play in the opening round of the state playoffs.
That'll be fun. I look forward to your breakdown of that next week. Thanks, Ian. Appreciate it.
Have a great weekend, Dick.
You bet. That's Ian Cope.